Hello and welcome back to the Tricky Notes Podcast. This is your host, Trick, and I'm here with the last part of the Madonna Diva Directory. And this particular part of the episode is going to focus on her remixes. Now, Madonna is the most successful artist on any chart of the Billboard Hot 100. And what I mean by that is she has the most number ones on any single chart, with 50 number one singles on the dance chart. The next closest artist to that record is George Strait with 44 number one singles on the country charts. That just shows you how dominant Madonna has been on the dance charts since her career started. And that's just her number one singles. That's not even listing all the ones that, you know, hit the top five even, or the top 10 of the dance charts. You know, and you know, her first number one on the dance chart was in 1983, and her most recent number one on the dance chart was literally 2020. So, and she would have had more if the dance charts did not stop publishing due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So, you know, and she has actually had a string of number one singles. All of her singles since 2012 have topped the dance charts. Everyone she's released to the dance charts have topped the dance charts. That's impressive, especially considering a lot of those songs didn't even chart on the standard chart. So I'm going to walk through her remixes and point out ones that I feel are important and ones that are essential. Unfortunately, some of the ones that I feel are essential are not available on streaming platforms. Me being a music collector, as I've talked about before, I own all these 12 inches, and these songs can be sought out, and some of them are worth seeking out. But I cannot tell you where to find them because they're not available legally right now. So we'll go with that. Okay. So let's kind of walk through her career in dance remixes. Now, if you're not familiar with the importance of remixes as far as the dance charts go, let me kind of give you a little background as a former DJ. You know, there is a difference between what you hear on the radio and what you would hear in the club, especially in more dance-oriented clubs. The songs have additional beats a lot of times. They are a lot of times sped up. They are longer. They have additional instrumental breaks. So I just kind of wanted to kind of give that to you as we, you know, go into talking about these. Now, the first Madonna remix actually comes all the way back to her second single she released in early 1983. And that is the remix to Burning Up. That remix is actually available in streaming, so it is listed. It is going to be in the personal faves playlist that I have, because it's just so good. It is so much better than the original, in my take. I would rather listen to the remix than the original. I really love the beat to it. I love how it drives, you know, and that shows you, even way early in her career, she recognized the importance of a good dance remix for the clubs. And she followed up that Burning Up remix with a remix of Lucky Star. Now, Lucky Star is a great dance song, and it was a top 10 hit for Madonna. But the remix version added a lot of added extended it out, made it longer, added more instrumentation, repeated the chorus. It took what was good and stretched it out, which some of these early singles, that's really kind of how they do it. The remix to Borderline is kind of borderline. And the remix is to Like a Virgin and Material Girl, even though those are available on streaming and they did hit number one on the dance chart, I don't think they've aged well. So I don't really consider those essential. I do love the remix to Angel, which was on the Like a Virgin album. Angel is one of my favorite Madonna songs. And that particular 12-inch was the one that had Into the Groove as the B-side, as I mentioned before. Now, what's interesting about the Angel remix is you have this crowd chanting Madonna, 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 Madonna throughout the entire thing. And it's so campy. And I just love it. It's like you get that excitement of like going to a concert, but you still have this like dancey. I really, really love it. And that hit number one on the charts, but let's be honest, it's probably because Into the Groove was the B-side. But I really, really do love it. Dress You Up had a really good mix as well. The formal mix, that is really, really good. I wish that was available on streaming. Papa Don't Preach is not too big on. True Blue had some really, really great mixes, but the best mix from True Blue is the Open Your Heart 12-inch. The Open Your Heart 12-inch takes the original Open Your Heart and extends it out to be over 10 minutes long. And that particular one, they didn't like change up a lot to it. They just stretched it out, and it's just a good old-fashioned extended version, and it's so good. And just recently, there was a True Blue special edition that was released on streaming, and it does have the 12-inch version of Open Your Heart. So that is one you can find, and it will be in the favorites playlist. The 12-inch for Causing a Commotion was really good from the Who's That Girl soundtrack. But the remix to Who's That Girl, not that great. So now we're up to, and I'm kind of, I may be just kind of talking and talking about these. But I love talking about them, and I just kind of go on about them. So at this point, we're up to Like a Prayer, as far as the dance mixes go, and the Like a Prayer album. And for the Like a Prayer album, there of the singles that were released, there were three that had dance remixes. Cherish did have an extended version, but it wasn't a dance version. It literally was just Cherish made longer. But the remixes were for Like a Prayer, Express Yourself, and Keep It Together. Like a Prayer and Express Yourself, you'll find on streaming. And there were also remixes of those on the Immaculate Collection. All the remixes are good on both those songs. I really, really like them, and I'm glad that they're on streaming. Keep It Together also had really, really good mixes. Those, unfortunately, are not all on streaming. However, 2019, they released a special streaming version of Like a Prayer that had a lot of the remixes, and it did have a remix of Keep It Together. So I did put that in the file. Also want to point out that special edition also has the B-side of Supernatural that I talked about that I really, really, really love. So I'm happy that's on streaming. So I was able to put that into the folder as well for you to check out. Then the next single is Vogue. I'm going to be honest, the 12-inch mixes are not that great on that because the original is just so good. The remixes really don't bring anything new to it. The same goes with Justify My Love. The mixes for Justify My Love really do not add anything to it. And they're just kind of there, except for the Beast Within mix. Now, the Beast Within mix caused some controversy because people took some things of it in it out of context. But basically, it is Madonna reading prophecy from Revelation in the Bible over the Justify My Love beats. There's something about it that works. It shouldn't work. It shouldn't work at all. But I really do enjoy it for what it is. And if you've ever seen her Girly Show concert, there is an amazing dance performance to that version, the Beast Within mix of Justify My Love, that is, it's stunning in how it's performed by her dancers. It's so good. Rescue Me had good mixes. Really do enjoy those. Most all the mix, the ones I'm going to talk about going forward are on streaming. There are a few exceptions and I'll kind of hit on those. Erotica had good mixes. I really, really like the William Orbit mix because it adds additional lyrics to it, which is fun. Deeper and Deeper, if we're talking the Erotica era, that one had the best mixes of the Erotica era. Deeper and Deeper had really fantastic dance mixes. In addition to that, so the B-side to Bad Girl was Fever, and Fever had dance mixes on the Bad Girl single, and those are excellent. Unfortunately, those do not appear to be on streaming, which is disappointing. But hopefully one day they will show. Another one from the Erotica era, on the Rain single, there was a B-side called the Up Down Suite. And literally, it is Madonna going up, down, up, 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 down for a long dance mix with, but it's so much fun. And I really love that dance mix. It's a shame that's not on streaming. That is actually a remix of a special song called Goodbye to Innocence that Madonna recorded and donated to the Just Say Row fundraising album. That album is way out of print and it's hard to find. But if you can find it, Goodbye to Innocence, it's not one of the best songs in Madonna's discography, but it's okay. But the Up Down Suite is basically a remix of that. It's just kind of obscure. The I'll Remember remixes weren't exactly club worthy. I forgot. Bye Bye Baby from the Erotica album did not get dance mixes in the U.S. It did get dance mixes in other countries like Australia. And some of those are fun. I do. Bye Bye Baby is a personal favorite of mine. I really love that song. The music's not on streaming, and the singles is very expensive to get. That is one that's missing from my collection right now. I had it stolen years ago, and I haven't been able to afford to get it replaced yet because every copy I see is kind of pricey. But eventually I'll get it back in my collection. I will. I remember it doesn't have dance remixes on it, single. And then we get to the Bedtime Story era. Take a Bow doesn't have dance mixes, but Secret, Bedtime Story, and Human Nature all do. The Secret mixes are so good. There was a video done to one of the dance mixes for Secret, and it's just one of the best mixes of a Madonna song right there. Absolutely phenomenal. Bedtime Story had really good mixes as well. My favorite is the Orbital mix. The Junior mixes are okay, but the Orbital mix is my favorite. It has a much better bass line. Human Nature, some of the mixes for that were kind of iffy, but the I'm Not Your Bitch mix, where it decides to just have Madonna go, I'm not your bitch, I'm not your bitch, itch. It's a lot of fun to play in the club back when I DJ'd. Just loved playing that. That's such a great, great, great song there. Now, with Something to Remember, which was the Ballads collection, there were not any official dance mixes released for the songs from that album or from that compilation, but there were some promo dance singles released, and there were really good dance mixes released to the clubs, promo only, of both I Want You and Love Don't Live Here Anymore. The I Want You mixes, they're really, really great. But the Love Don't Live Here Anymore mixes, there's one in particular, and I believe it's the Marx full-on vocal. That one is just so, so perfect. And I really, really love that particular mix. The other ones are good, but the Marx full-on vocal, that one is just fantastic. But once again, it's promo only, so it's very hard to find. I have the 12-inch because I collect DJ 12-inches, so I've got it. But, you know, something to remember. Now, from the Evita soundtrack, there was a dance remix single release for Don't Cry For Me Argentina. And the dance version actually hit the top 10 of the charts. That's the version that was played on the radio. And of course it went number one in the clubs as well. That one's a lot of fun, especially the Spanglish version where Madonna sings in English and Spanish. And it's just a really, really fun dance mix. It's not aged as well as some of her other mixes, but that one is definitely a lot of fun. And it's pretty easy to find because the single sold very well. I did not see it on streaming, but I could be wrong. It could actually be there. It's just, you know, a little bit harder to find. But that's, you know, that's sometimes how it goes. Let's see. And then after the Evita, we come into the Ray of Light era. Now, the Ray of Light era, we had dance remixes for Frozen, Ray of Light, Drown World, Substitute for Love, Sky Fits Heaven, and Nothing Really Matters. Those all had dance remixes released. All of them had really good dance remixes. My favorites are Frozen and Nothing Really Matters. Now there's some mid-tempo mixes for Frozen, but we're looking at the Frozen mix. It's the Calderon mix that's the one that you need to pay attention to, not the Meltdown mix or the other. Now, the Club 69 mixes are the one that matters for Nothing Really Matters. Those are really, really good. Basically all of them are. So those are there. Next couple releases, both Beatles and Stranger and American Pie had remixes. They're okay. They're not anything to shout about. Now, Music had remixes for Music, Don't Tell Me, What It Feels Like for a Girl, as the actually official retail dance singles. But there are also promo releases for Impressive Instant and Amazing. Now, Impressive Instant actually topped the dance charts, even though it was a promo-only single. And then Music, Don't Tell Me, and What It Feels Like for a Girl all topped the charts as well. What It Feels Like a Girl is a ballad, but the dance mix, the Above and Beyond dance mix, oh my gosh, it's so, so good. And in fact, that is what's used in the music video, though the music video was banned from MTV for being too violent. It was directed by Guy Ritchie, her husband at the time, so that makes sense because he's a bit violent with what he directs. But it is such a great, great mix. Mixes for Music are kind of hit or miss. I do like most of the mixes for Don't Tell Me. Amazing and Impressive Instant. They had, those are harder to find. I have both of them. They're okay. I don't really listen to them that much. They're just kind of there. They're not anything that's like amazing, but the What It Feels Like for a Girl and the Don't Tell Me mixes, those are really, really good. Now the Die Another Day from James Bond, that had good mixes. What can I say? I mean, the mixes for that kind of, most of them actually pull out some of the kind of string work and stuff. So there's a lot of different versions of that. I do like all of them. I don't think they're essential. They're just ones that I tend to like. Now, when we get into the American Life album, which, I did talk about, not, it has its ups and downs. Basically all the singles, even though they didn't do well in the Billboard charts, all the singles went number one on the dance charts. So you had American Life, you had Hollywood, you had Nothing Fails, and you had Love Profusion. All of them actually had pretty good mixes. The mixes to American Life, some of them take out that silly rap that's in it, that, I drinking the soy latte, I get a double shot day, it goes right through my body. That's gone, which improves the song immediately. But I think Nothing Fails and Love Profusion have the better mixes. The Nothing Fails single also has dance remixes of Nobody Knows Me. Forgot about that, but that is also there. But what is interesting is there was a special single release to The Gap. And I'm talking the store, The Gap. They had a special Madonna single that they gave away as a promo. And it had a mashup of Madonna and Missy Elliott taking Hollywood and Into the Groove. Now, I mentioned that when I talked about the Remix and Revisited album, because that is on there. But I wanted to kind of throw that out there as a remix mashup that she did, that around this time, and since I'm talking remixes, I just kind of want to bring it up again. Originally, it was a Gap exclusive single of all the random things, but it is on streaming as part of Remix and Revisited. So that is definitely one to check out. So now we're on to the Confessions on the Dance Floor era. And there were four singles released from that album. All four went number one on the dance charts. Basically, all but two of the dance singles she released in the 2000s with number one. But up to this point in the year, in the 2000s, all of these have topped the charts, including the Me Against the Music remix from with Britney Spears. That also went number one. I forgot to mention that. The remixes on that are just like the song, kind of blah, in my opinion. But anyway, on the Confessions remixes, Hung Up, Sorry, Get Together, Jump, all of them have really great mixes. I have a real big soft spot for Sorry and Jump. Those are my two favorite. I think I like the Jump mixes more than the rest. But that is what I think. The Jump single also had a bonus track called History. That was also written for the sessions, but or Confessions, but left off. And that's a good song, and it's worth checking out on the single. So that takes us through Confessions. Now we're up to Hard Candy. For Hard Candy, she had three singles with dance remixes. Two of them went number one. The second one only went number two. The one with the best mixes, I think, is the one that went number two, and that's Miles Away. I really like Miles Away, and I really like the mixes for that. But 4 Minutes had good mixes. Give It to Me had good mixes. They all did. So I would go with Miles Away, if anything. Now, then after Hard Candy, there was a Celebration, was that Greatest Hits collection. There were dance remixes released for both Celebration and Revolver. Celebration went number one. Revolver did not. Now, Revolver, you have a mixture of remixes. You have some that are dance remixes, and you have some that are kind of R&B rap remixes. So they're kind of a mixed bag as far as club mixes go. Some of them are kind of interesting, but that is how it goes. So now we're into the MDNA era. And there were three singles that had dance remixes. Give Me All Your Lovin', Girl Gone Wild, Turn Up the Radio. All three went number one. All three are kind of... the remixes are not very exciting. They're just like the album. They're just kind of... they're just there. I mean, I'm not a fan of those remixes. They're okay, but they're just not ones that I would gravitate to. Now for Rebel Heart, for the other hand, we had dance remixes released for Living for Love, Ghost Town, and Bitch I'm Madonna, and all those remixes. Well, okay. All the remixes for Living for Love and Ghost Town are fantastic. The ones for Bitch and Madonna are kind of hit or miss. But there's some good ones there in that compilation. But all the ones for Living for Love and all the ones for Ghost Town are really, really good. And I really encourage checking those out. And then we're up to Madam X. And she released dance mixes for Medellin, Crave, I Rise, and I Don't Search, I Find. I have all of them. I think I like the remixes I Don't Search, I'm Fine the best. But I do like some of the remixes for Crave, and I do like some of the remix for Medellin. The I Rise are kind of hit or miss, but that's kind of where it is. And that's where it is as far as the remixes. Do want to point out a couple of additional kind of Madonna things that are out there. First, there is a song that Jelly Bean Benitez released in the 80s. It's a song called Sidewalk Talk. Now, the song was written by Madonna, but Madonna did not sing lead vocals on it. She did sing background vocals on the single, but she didn't sing lead vocals. There is a misconception that she sang lead vocals on it, but she did not. But it's a good song. It's good to check out. Like I said, Sidewalk Talk by Jellybean. Now, there are rumors circulating that Madonna appeared on a Michael Jackson song. Michael Jackson, during his Dangerous album cycle, had a song called In the Closet. And there was a duet, but the duet partner was only credited as Mystery Girl. Now, there was rumors that circulating for a long time that it was Madonna. It was not Madonna. Madonna did not sing on that track. It doesn't sound like her. That is not Madonna on that song. Just putting that out there, you know, so that kind of putting that to bed. Now, on the other hand, there is another song that had Madonna featured that Madonna did not approve. And still kind of get a kick out of the song. Because basically someone was being petty and made a song out of an answering machine message. So let's kind of tell you a little bit about this story. Okay. So Junior Vasquez, is a remixer and DJ, and he remixed quite a few of Madonna's songs. Okay. He remixed, you know, Rescue Me. He remixed Secret remixes he did were so good. He did remixes of Bedtime Story. He remixed I Want You, which is on that promo 12-inch that's out there. You know, but apparently, according to the rumors, Madonna was supposed to appear at a Junior Vasquez performance, but the last minute didn't show. And kind of to get back at Madonna, Junior took this answering machine message from Madonna and remixed it into a dance hit called If Madonna Calls. And If Madonna Calls is a fun song. And basically, you know, Junior Vasquez just says, if Madonna calls, I'm not here. You know, and does it, but he plays the answering machine thing, and it's, you know, hey Junior, this is Madonna. And then it's like he repeats, this is Madonna, this is Madonna, over and over in the song. And it's so much fun. It's really kind of silly. And you know, it's a thing, but unfortunately that caused a big rift between Madonna and Junior, and they, you know, they ended their professional relationship on bad terms. You know, they I mean, Madonna did have him remix Hollywood for a Versace show, but that was not officially released, and he tried to remix Die Another Day, but she blocked him from releasing those remixes and sent a cease and desist letter for him playing it in shows. So, yeah, that did not end very well, but it's, you know, it's a bitchy track, and it's just kind of, like I said, it's kind of funny, and it's kind of just one of those kind of additional things that's out there of Madonna. So I've updated all the show notes for this series, and I've added the playlist, both the Essential Songs playlist and the Personal Favorites playlist. Most of the remixes have been added to the Personal Faves remix playlist where they were available, except for the Burning Up one, which I consider essential, so that's in the Essential playlist. But those are out there. The Essentials is about 35 songs, and I think the Personal Faves is around, is a little bit over 40. So So they're out there on Spotify. The links will be in the show notes, so you can check those out. And that's going to do it for this episode and this series of this Diva Directory. And I hope you've enjoyed my rambling on Madonna, who is my diva, my favorite. I know she is problematic in a lot of places in her life. I fully recognize that. But I enjoy her music, and I wanted to talk about her music. Just her music. Kind of leaving all the other BS out, focusing on the music, what made her the success that she's been. I mean, just recently, Billboard named her the number two artist of all time on as far as chart success on with Billboard. And considering her track record on music, yeah, she may not have any recent Billboard Top 100 hits, but she's still top in the dance charts. And she still is the woman with the most top 10 singles of all time. And she used to be the artist with the most top 10 singles of all time, but she just recently lost that title to Drake. And, you know, of course, Madonna did an era where you actually had to buy physical singles. Now you can just buy them digitally, and it's a whole different ball game. So, you know, I think that's a pretty amazing thing. So that's going to do it. I thank you for listening. If you would rate and review the podcast, that's awesome. 5-star reviews, I will rate on the podcast. You know, please share the podcast. Please, you know, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And that will be it for this episode, and I will be back with you soon with some more rambling on music. And until then, much love.